With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Name of the study was called Ischemia, and a very large study, over 5,000 patients studied for an average time of 4 years. A couple things we need to know. Number one, this doesn't apply to everybody who has what we call coronary artery disease, meaning if you've had or are having a heart attack or an unstable situation, meaning where you have an immediate onset of severe chest pressure or discomfort, these types of results in this study does not apply to you. This is a different category of people we call stable patients, where these people who have symptoms that are relatively predictable, can be lifestyle limiting, can be problematic, but not in a situation where you potentially are limited in terms of your life. What it shows us is that medications are really good, and when appropriately used, stents or bypass surgery is really good, but one or the other is not necessarily absolutely the best thing ever. And so the take-home point really is a little bit problematic, but I think very intuitive. And that is, we need to really think about individual patients as individuals. And we need to weigh the pros and cons for when medications can be applied in isolation without catheterization, stents, or bypass surgery, and in which patients and for whom we apply those other things of catheterization, stents, or bypass surgery to improve the health of those individuals for the right reasons.
Will this change how you treat patients?
So this actually, in some ways, I think, goes hand in hand with the way we try to treat patients. But I think it does lay out some myths in terms of how anybody might think, whether you're a patient or a doctor. Number one, a stress test is not a pass-fail test. There's no such thing as failing a stress test. A stress test is actually a tool that we utilize as part of our overall judgment, and it helps stratify risk. So there's no sort of quote-unquote failing a stress test. And if this is the terminology that's being discussed, I think I would encourage us to increase our ability to discuss things more importantly in terms of relative risk of high, medium, or low. Number two, the percentage of blockage we find on a stress test is not the be-all, end-all. In fact, I've done everything I could not to tell patients what their percent blockage is because it doesn't actually portend to how they will do. We need to start talking and thinking about how patients do from a symptom standpoint and how people do in terms of what their overall long-term risk is. And those are the two things that really start talking about medications versus procedures in terms of bypasses or stents.
So then to review this study, for non-emergency cases, the studies show that there's no need to rush into invasive procedures and that medication and lifestyle changes are just as beneficial?
That's one interpretation. I would tell you that I think I would push it in terms of an individual patient such as you or me, we have a lot of options. And we have some equipoise in some of those options. Sometimes that makes the decision a lot harder. So you think in your life in terms of trying to choose between two relatively good things, that's a pretty hard decision than choosing between a good thing and a completely bad thing. That one's pretty easy. So we have some tough decisions between things that are closer to each other in equipoise rather than something absolute no and absolute yes.
Dr. Lim, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Fred. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.